circumstances. You have the floor, Excellency.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished colleagues. Good afternoon. Let me begin by thanking the Troika, thanking the Bureau, the UPR Secretariat, and also members of the Troika, the Netherlands, India, and Burundi, for their dedicated effort to ensure successful review of Afghanistan's fourth cycle of the UPR. I also express my appreciation to everyone involved in the process for preparing and presenting the national report, our colleagues in the mission, the delegation, and all relevant stakeholders who heeded our call for participation and contribution. The report, which was a product of contribution from our resilient communities, the civil society, the brave human rights defenders, as well as other stakeholders, served as a clear call for international community to immediately and effectively support the realization of human rights of the people of Afghanistan. Mr. President, Afghanistan National Report was prepared with the objective of providing a comprehensive and detailed account of the ground realities of deteriorating human rights crisis in Afghanistan. The report, while highlighting the deterioration of human rights crisis, also emphasized on the immediate need and concern of the Afghan people. The review has taken place as scheduled, demonstrated our dedication for upholding the principles of universality, the human rights, Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and the UN Charter and other obligations which Afghanistan is a party. Furthermore, it provides an opportunity for the UN members and the international community to undertake a concerted response to the human rights situation at all levels, with a gender and human rights-centered approach that can help lay a foundation for establishing a lasting peace in Afghanistan. Mr. President, while we supported recommendations concerning the human rights of women and girls, ethnic and religious minorities, and the other vulnerable groups, we strongly reiterate that any dialogue or engagement must be contingent and centered on the full respect of fundamental rights of the people of Afghanistan. Engagement should be treated not as an end by itself, but rather as a mean to facilitate political process with an aim to establish a representative government inclusive of gender and all ethnic and religious minorities that ensures full, equal, and meaningful participation of women and youth in decision-making positions and remain committed to promotion and protection of human rights. In the absence of such a process, the realization of human rights will continue to elude the people of Afghanistan, allowing impunity to reign. Mr. President, several states have made recommendations calling for impartial and independent investigation into the range of human rights violation abuses, from torture to killing, detention, and disappearances. However, we wish to remind that the Council that this, in the absence of an independent legal and judicial system, no credible and independent investigation, prosecution of human rights violation and abuse can take place. Moreover, the majority of human rights violation abuses are attributed to the Taliban themselves. The recommendation calling for accountability and independent investigation into the gross systematic human rights violation and abuses can only be addressed by establishing an independent investigative mechanism by the Human Rights Council to ensure impartial investigation and accountability for violation and abuses of human rights violation and also the international humanitarian law and international crimes. The mechanism could serve not only to identify those responsible with a view to ensuring that they are held accountable, but also to provide access to justice and remedies for victims and survival. Mr. President, every state that condemned the Taliban institutionalized systematic oppression and discrimination against women and girls. Among all possible steps that ought to be undertaken in response to this subjugation, once we call upon the states to support the efforts to formally recognize gender apartheid and its codification in the draft Convention on Crime Against Humanity, as it can serve as a key tool for prevention and prosecution. Mr. President, the permanent mission of Afghanistan continues to function with limited resources and despite these limitations. And we need and we do not fall short of our efforts and resounding to advocate for human rights of our people. We prepare our national report with little and no technical and financial support. We support the recommendation made by one member state to provide technical and financial assistance to the Permanent Mission of Afghanistan in Geneva to effectively fulfill its obligation under the Human Rights Council and its mechanism. Mr. President, Afghanistan remains steadfast in its commitment to building a society founded on the principles of justice, equality, and respect for human rights. Through the review process of our report, the Permanent Mission has put forth concrete recommendations before the international community and call for the collective action in advancing human rights in Afghanistan through implementation of these recommendations. Permanent Mission of Afghanistan, in consultation with the relevant stakeholders, will examine the recommendations received during this session and will send a written report prior to the commencement of 57th human rights session. We thank the Council members and observers for their constructive engagement during Afghanistan review and during this difficult and unprecedented period in our country. This moment demands not only our honest reflection, but also resolute action to shape the destiny of Afghanistan toward a future where dignity knows no bound and where every citizen is afforded safety and freedom that they deserve. And I thank you, Mr. President.